Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. I am the host of this wonderful program. I've been on the air now for 22 years. Soon, we'll be entering our 23rd year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an outstanding program. I think you're going to enjoy it. Today, we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about relationships because that's something I know a lot about, and I've written books on relationships. And so, we shall do that. I'd like to begin by saying that that there is precious little understanding out there about relationships. For example, I'll give you a classic example, may I? I am a pastor, of course, and so I'm entitled to say something about my fellow pastors, since I am a pastor. And I would like to submit that the pastors, many of them, maybe most of them, do an excellent job when it comes to talking about pre-marriage considerations, talking about dating and courtship, and talking about the importance of abstaining until marriage, of abstinence, talking about the importance of innocence, and of remaining pure until marriage. Talking about the importance of getting to know the other person before you get married. They do an excellent job at that. And they have, many of the churches have excellent pre-marriage seminars, courses, workshops. In fact, online, you can attend them. They're very good. But I would say that once people get married, or for those people who don't get married but are in a long-term relationship, that's when I'm sorry to say that most people, the vast majority of people, including the pastors and the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the marriage counselors and the marriage mentors and all the rest of them, they somehow don't get it quite right. They miss the boat. They do not get it. But I do, see? So I'm the person to listen to. Now look, how about you men? Let's start with you men. How many of you men, you know, argue with your wife, or something's wrong in the marriage, she's not happy, she wants something, you scratch your head, you don't know what she wants, and you just try to be nicer. You try to be nicer, and it doesn't work. In fact, the nicer you are, very often, the nicer you are, the more everybody walks all over you. They don't have any respect for you. You become sort of a doormat. You know, you're sitting there and nobody pays attention to you. And if you do speak up, then everybody acts like you're real mean, that sort of thing. So then you go to the other, some men try the other extreme. They try being angry. But that doesn't work either. When you're angry, then everybody just hates you and they rebel against you and they all huddle together and talk about how mean Dad is, which you are mean if you yell. So either extreme is wrong. Being wimpy is wrong. Being angry or violent is wrong. They're both wrong. See? Now, a lot of men sense that both extremes are wrong. They don't know what to do. They don't know what she wants. They don't know what's wrong. And so what they do is they simply clam up. See? They just clam up. Don't say anything. But meanwhile, the family goes to rack and ruin. Most men, I dare say, most men are a bit wimpy, a bit weak. And so that's the first thing I want to say. Listen up more after this important announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I am the host of this program, this outstanding program. I have some excellent books about relationships. Now, let's continue. I said that most men are wimpy. Most men are weak. Maybe they say the right things, but they don't say them strongly enough. They try to win a popularity contest. Now, how many of you men have tried to win a popularity contest? You tried being nice. You tried bringing flowers. You tried going along to get along. You tried compromising. See? You tried being extra nice. That's what you're told. If you go, to the marriage counselors and the books that you read and so on, they tell you to put little love notes on the refrigerator and bring flowers and be nice and leave little email messages, I love you, darling, and all that kind of stuff. Well, you found that it doesn't work, doesn't help. So what's the answer? Well, I'll tell you the answer. But first, I want to continue with talking more about what doesn't work. So you go from one extreme to the other. A lot of men become angry and suppress their emotions. See? Then they go out and drink and what have you. It's wrong. It's not right. Some men just work. They don't even want to be home. But you see, the problem is that that man is abdicating his role as the Moses, the David, the Paul, the Jeremiah, the George Washington of the family. See, the family looks to father to be the head of the family. They want him to be strong, not angry, not mean, not violent. See, there's a difference. See, can you see that being wimpy on the one hand, you've tried wimpy, you know it doesn't work. But being angry and violent doesn't work either. Neither extreme works. There has to be a middle ground. Most try to find a middle ground where they're just kind of bland. They're just sort of nice and smile, and they sit there and say, yes, dear, and no, dear. See? Where they try to win a popularity contest in the family. And the kids, they're just weak. Most men defer to the wife. She's in charge, or she pretends he's in charge, or she lets him be in charge, but she's still in charge. She's in charge of taking them to church. She's in charge of school. She's in charge of taking them to the doctor. She decides if they're going to the doctor. She decides what's going to be done there. She decides about school. She's in charge of homework. She's in charge of their religious upbringing. She's in charge of everything. See? And the husband just kind of sits there and says, yes, dear. Something is wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen. Now you say, well, what is wrong with it? Well, first of all, the man has abdicated. Now here's the other part. Are you ready for the other part? The other part is that she resents him for his weakness. See, she resents him for his weakness. Maybe she doesn't want to be in charge. She doesn't want to have the burden dumped upon her. See? Or she's in charge and she's making a mess out of things. She'd rather not be. You see how that works? She would like him to be fulfilled the role of being the father. See? And he puts her in charge of disciplining the kids too. So men are weak, men are unaware. And the family goes to rack and ruin. The kids go off to school and what happens there? Well, the boys come home wearing earrings. The girls come home with tattoos and nose rings and nose pins in their nose. The boys' hair gets long and they start smoking marijuana. The girls are promiscuous and get sexually transmitted diseases. The kids hang around in groups with their friends. They're always hanging out somewhere. There's too much hanging out going on nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. Too much. See? Or they're in school, they're ambitious. Somebody's in charge of making them ambitious to achieve, to win the game, to be the best athlete, to be a great athlete, to study and get good grades. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I'm trying to make is that someone has to be in charge of protecting the child's soul. Someone has to stand for principle, for honor. See, there is an ambitious system in the world. Look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be industrious. Of course, industrious. But there's a difference between being industrious and being ambitious. When ambitious means that somebody has to walk all over other people to get to the top, or cut corners, or abandon principles. You see what I mean? And so, mother has to stand for what's right. But if he himself is ambitious, if his mother made him ambitious, then his wife takes over the job of motivating him, see? A man should be inwardly motivated, self-motivated. A man ought to be motivated by justice, honor, what's right, not ambition. See, ambition is somebody else's. And when somebody tempts you to be ambitious, that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. See, look very carefully. Now let's talk about the Garden of Eden a little bit. Okay, first, well, let's continue with this talk about ambition, because it's very important. I want you to see the principle. It's very important for you to see the principles. You can understand why families fall apart, why men are weak, why women resent their husbands. See, you. And generation after generation, things go wrong. And it's basically the man's fault. But you need to see why. You need to understand why. If you can understand why, then you can forgive your husband and no longer resent him. You can be a better husband and no longer be wimpy or violent. You kids can forgive your parents. Look in the Garden of Eden. The serpent spoke to Eve, and I can see that this is true. I see that it's true because I see it all around me, in every home, in every country, all around the world. It doesn't matter whether it's Timbuktu, whether it's China or Russia or El Salvador, Canada, Germany, Taiwan, New Zealand, Connecticut, Mississippi, California, Hawaii, Nigeria, Ghana, India, Pakistan, Kuwait, doesn't matter. Everywhere you go, it's the same. Every family is another Adam and Eve. And the system, the worldly system that talks about glory and ambition and all that kind of stuff, see? And we all line up for glory. See? And what happens to us? Well, I'm going to have to continue with this after this announcement. I'm going to talk about the Garden of Eden, so stay tuned. Your eyes will be open.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'm Pastor Roland. Very special program. Let's continue. We're talking about the Garden of Eden. We're talking about relationships today. I want you to see why relationships fall apart. I want you to see why the ladies are unhappy, why they resent their husband or their partner. I want you to see where men fail, how they become wimpy and suppressed and walk around on eggshells and try to be popular and try to be nicer. And the nicer they are, the worse things get. I want you to see why. I want you to see that a man has to stand for something. He has to stand for principle, but not with anger, not with impatience, not violence, but with long-suffering, with patience, with firm conviction, with knowing what is right and standing for what is right, regardless of the consequences. He has a deep, deep, deep relation. He has a relationship with something deep inside, and he flows from within. See? And he's principled and honorable because of that. And he's unshakable. See? He sees what's right and he steers the course. He doesn't try to be popular. See? He doesn't try to be popular. And then what happens? People love him and they respect him. Did you ever watch the movie High Noon? It's an old movie. It was made a long time ago for you young people. Gosh, it was made back in the 30s, I think. It's a very old movie. But it's still very good. You'll enjoy it. It doesn't matter. You could be 17 years old now or 19. You'll still enjoy it. A very nice man who was a sheriff, he wanted to retire as sheriff and get married. It was his wedding day. The bad guys came into town, really bad guys. Not pretend bad guys, but real bad guys. And all the town people hid. They all quaked in their boots and hid, and nobody was man enough to face the bad guys. So this nice man, played by Gary Cooper, had to go out and face the bad guys all alone. And his wife, she didn't like it. She said, "This is our wedding day. You know, you can't do this on our wedding day." Sure, he would have rather have gone off to have a nice wedding and have a good time and, see, save his own skin and not worry about it. He had already resigned. But no, he had to. So he did. He faced the bad guys and he won. But then you know what? His wife respected him. She respected him. What do you men want? Don't you want respect? Do you want to be popular? Do you want to be Mr.? Do you want to be you know, a lounge lizard kind of a guy that everybody says is cool or nice, or do you want to be respected? But the trouble is you don't know how to be respected without being angry and violent and laying down and all that kind of stuff. That's why you need to get my book. You need mentoring, you men. You need mentoring from a man. You need mentoring from somebody who knows what he's talking about. Okay? You need mentoring from someone who knows what he's talking about. In a book, it's called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's so outstanding. It's over 300 pages. It's a page-turner. I was looking at it this morning. I wrote it a few months ago. I was sitting in Starbucks this morning, and I had taken it with me. I started reading it. I couldn't put it down. That's how good it is. You can get it. You go to Amazon. Look for it. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can get it at Amazon, in paperback or Kindle. You men, do yourself a favor. Do your wives a favor. Do your kids a favor. You want to learn how to be a man? Get the book. But anyway, so Gary Cooper, the star of High Noon, he fought the bad guys. He won. He had courage. He did the right thing. And then his wife respected him and she loved him. Okay? All right, look what happened now in the Garden of Eden. The serpent said to Eve, you know, did God really say not to eat of that fruit? Don't you, you know, your husband could be a big man. And so she told Adam, and then he went for it. He became ambitious. He became ambitious. Just like you, everybody's tempting you to be ambitious. Set goals and all that kind of stuff. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding.
I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Have you been listening, you men and you women? Have you been listening? Now, ladies, are you beginning to see why you resent your boyfriend or your husband when he's weak? Yeah, he's nice. He walks around on eggshells. Why? Because he wants something from you. That's what. And your dad, maybe he was weak, or he wasn't there for you. See, a dad who's not there for you, he's gone, or he's off working all the time, or he's gambling, or he's who knows where he's at, drinking, smoking marijuana, or he's there, but he's just not there for you. He's like a piece of furniture. See, he was tempted to be ambitious one way or another, or he became resentful one way or the other, and he doubted himself. He wasn't sure. He knew what was right in his heart, but he doubted it. See, so who was in charge? Mom was. She was in charge. God bless her. God bless her soul. God bless her heart. Your mom, I'm sure she did the best she could. If she was a decent mom, I'm sure she did. She did the best she could. But your father wasn't there for you. Now you see why. Now you see why. The world was stronger than him. He fell too into either becoming ambitious himself in the system one way or the other, or resenting the system, either becoming a part of it and conforming or resenting it. And your mom's job, she represented the system. She represented ambition. she represented the serpent of old, who said, hey, get an education, get degrees, get a lot of knowledge, you know, become big, big athlete, big scholar, big money, big job, big everything. See? So the serpent tempted Adam to be ambitious, and he became ambitious. But then what? He became subject to the serpent, and he became subject to his wife, just like you men are subject to your wives. See? You get the idea? All right. Now, some women want to be in charge. See? But a lot of women would rather not be in charge. Somebody has to be in charge. If you're not, then they are, but they'd rather not. They secretly resent you for putting the burden upon their shoulders. See, and then some men play the game where they let the wife, take the kids off to the doctor, off to the dentist, off to church, off to school. They're in charge of everything. The mom is in charge of everything. And then things start going wrong. See, the kids start rebelling against her nagging authority or whatever. Or the kids, things go, kids start misbehaving or what have you, and then he blames her. See, so he sits around and watches her ruin everything, and then he blames her for it. So it's not very nice. Men, get my book. Ladies, get my book.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start
is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. My name is Roland Trujillo. You're listening to this program. I'm talking about relationships. So now what to do? What to do? Number one, you men must see that you must learn to stand for something. You have to find a relationship within, not a relationship on the outside with your accountability group or with your pastor or with some woman, but a relationship within, deep relationship with what you know in your heart is right. And you ladies, you need to stop resenting your husband. You have to see how he fell, how he's been weak, but you were a part of it. Get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, and it'll show you how to order the book right there. That's what you must do. You must get my book because it's an outstanding, outstanding book. Learn the mysteries of marriage. See, the mystery of marriage. It's so beautiful. Marriage can be so beautiful. You know, it's important. This is important. Thank you for listening. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, may God bless. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.